All right. Let's turn our attention to Professor Alex van den Heffer, who's going to be speaking to us now, Chair of the in the field of Social Security Systems Administration and Management Studies at the Wits School of Government. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Professor. Very interested to understand your take on our participation, or what participation we may get from China and or Russia in the vaccine program. Of course, Minister Zweli Mkhize confirmed to all us all that we are in discussions with Russia, China, as well as the four or five main more Western producers. What do you think would be the mitigating circumstances in which we might see them give us their vaccines, and what might be preventing it?
Yeah, so firstly, I think it's incredibly important for vaccines to have the trust of any country, of the people. Otherwise, people won't take vaccines when they need it. And a large part of that trust is the institutions, or the institutions that we use to validate that the vaccines are both efficacious and safe. And there has been an accelerated process to develop vaccines, which means that there is a need for a higher level of trust. There's a need for a higher level of scrutiny and independence of these institutions in order to make sure that we can have confidence in them. So one of the issues to be very wary of when people talk about speaking to China or speaking to Russia as a government, they are not regulatory authorities. The government is not a regulatory authority. The regulatory authority in South Africa is SAHPRA, and they are the body that is meant to be doing validating the scientific evidence for the approval of any particular vaccine. So that what is required there is that the actual data that is produced in clinical trials is provided to the regulatory authority for them to analyze and validate that the drug, that the vaccine won't kill you, and that the vaccine actually does something. All of medicine, all of healthcare is subject to the risk of snake oil salesmen. That's why we have regulators. And somebody who will tell you that drinking this will cure you of some particular disease. So quackery is one of the fundamental risks in all of healthcare. So our barrier against quackery are the regulatory authorities. So I think the problem at the moment with both of these vaccines, there's more than one vaccine being produced in China, is that the governments there are not always independent, or their own institutions are not necessarily always independent. So it doesn't mean that the information that is generated through the development of a vaccine that is done in a properly constituted clinical trial from China or from Russia will not produce the evidence. It will produce good evidence if you can validate that the trials themselves were not interfered with and had no conflicts of interest. And that's going to be incredibly important.
Yeah, how much confidence do we have that we are able to independently validate the data that they hand over to us? Not to try and sort of cast aspersions on these countries, but your point about independence is an important one.
Yeah, so it really depends where the trials were run, how they were structured, how they ensured that there were no conflicts of interest. So South Africa is carrying out a number of clinical trials itself. There are strict requirements to ensure that the scientific method is protected. You know, so for instance, a double-blind study means that the people who are administering the trial do not know who, for instance, gets the placebo and who gets the actual vaccine. And then that information that is collected is not analyzed by the people running the trial. It's submitted to a separate group of people who are analyzing the data, and they produce the final result. And that means that the people running the trial are not conflicted with the people who are analyzing the results. So when you look at the submission and the dossier that gets applied to the regulator, that whole structure of the trial is crucial. And what's at this point in time a little bit concerning is that that the data and information from these various trials is not publicly available. There doesn't appear to be any data yet generated on the Chinese vaccines and the Russian vaccines. It doesn't mean they can't produce them. But I would really have huge concerns if South Africa approves or gives rapid approval to vaccines from these countries without actually subjecting their information to proper scrutiny. And
Sorry, I was just going to say, Cyprus got a good history of not doing that. I mean, their hurdles are particularly high and stringent.
They
as compared
are,
to other countries, yeah.
Yeah, and they held the line on a political pressure to approve Viridine, for instance, which was some kind of industrial solvent that in the 1990s was supposedly could be used for HIV. It killed the HIV virus, but the problem is it also killed you. So the issue of efficacy and safety are quite crucial. And the regulators which were subject to political pressure, they were in the 1990s and further on, but they kind of held the line. So at this point, it will be very important that the line is also held if any kind of undue or strange pressure is put on SAHPRA to approve anything. And I think people will be watching closely because if that does happen, it will undermine people's trust in the institution. And then the problem becomes that you can't trust anything that's approved by that body going forward. So it's absolutely crucial that their conduct is absolutely impeccable in this period. And the moment you start seeing sort of all sorts of politically affiliated companies and things starting to put submissions through, you need to watch very, very carefully. So I think that the integrity is not in question at this point, but it depends very much on how they conduct themselves going forward as to whether or not we will face an institutional breakdown. There's no evidence that they will behave improperly.
No, the idea is really just to make sure that the data in can actually be analyzed, and that probably has more to do with the countries from which it comes. And their practices on data sharing.
That's correct. And so you also have to look at where the trials have occurred. So some of these vaccines, the Russian and the Chinese vaccines, are not necessarily being trialed in China or Russia. But again, in those countries where they are being trialed, again, you have to look at, sample size. You have to look at the quality of the trial itself. You have to compare it to several other trials and make sure you've got a big enough sample to make sense of the data. So the moment people start saying, and they are saying in a number of cases, that these particular vaccines are efficacious, there's no data that's being made public. So I think it's absolutely crucial that everything is surfaced, and South Africa should not give emergency approval to any vaccine that has not got proper trial data behind it. And in the case where South Africa might give accelerated approval, it's often the case that it's been through a review by another trusted regulator. So the FDA in the United States, they've been approved in the UK. They've been approved in India as well. The Pfizer vaccine has been approved in the US as well as in the UK and in Europe. So these once they've gone through a thorough review in another body, there's some justification in the South African context to give it accelerated approval if you're just duplicating an analysis done elsewhere. But where there is none, where there is nothing elsewhere, we should not be giving accelerated approval without data, proper data.
Thank you so much, Professor Alex van den Heer, for chairing the field of Social Security Systems Administration and Management Studies at Wits School of Government.